Brandon Coleman. It's a name that might ring a bell here in the Valley. He's the VA employee who blew the whistle in 2015 that suicidal veterans were leaving the ER without being checked. His decision to talk led to retaliation. Coleman was suspended and placed on administrative leave. The VA accused him of assaulting someone in the parking lot, which later was debunked by the VA's own internal report.
So after all the backstabbing and disappointment, you'd think Coleman would want nothing to do with the Veterans Administration ever again, right? But that's not the case with this self-described tough Marine.
With the swipe of a pen in April, President Trump signed an order creating a new VA office, the Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection. And as you'd guess, its job is to shield whistleblowers who move on troubled departments faster. And guess who is the new face of this department? You got it, Brandon Coleman. I spoke with him about this new career move as he was driving down the 51 earlier this morning, and he says he's so new he doesn't even have a title yet.
I'm heading to D.C. on Sunday, so I'll be there the week of August 14th, where we're going to start to define my role. My role will probably be something to do with human resources / public relations. As they've stated, this new agency, the Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection, wants me to continue talking to the media because we want to show transparency, and I think that that's a great first step.
Were you surprised the VA wanted to bring you on after you've had such a contentious history being a whistleblower and facing retaliation within the agency?
You know, nothing surprises me anymore. I never thought in a million years I would be a whistleblower. I never thought in a million years that I would be walked out of a job that I love at the Phoenix VA for doing nothing wrong other than telling the truth. I never thought that I would testify before the United States Senate on September 22nd of 2015 regarding whistleblower retaliation. Didn't think that I would be with the president, the vice president, and the secretary of the VA on April 26th of 2017 when President Trump signed the executive order creating this new office. And when I was there in D.C., I made it very clear that this was nothing more than a dog and pony show if they didn't figure out how to bring whistleblowers to the table. And now, just a few months later, I've been brought to the table. So it shows that hopefully it's not a dog and pony show and that we're wanting to make, you know, real and decisive actions to help fix this mess.
So ideally to you, how would a whistleblower system within the VA work? How would you balance rapid action with a fair evaluation of the problems?
Well, I think, you know, the answer is always somewhere in the middle. But what my job is going to be is to help build a bridge between VA whistleblowers and the agency, the Department of Veterans Affairs. And so no better person than someone that's actually walked in their shoes to where we want to be able to find the answer. Not only do we want to help bring the whistleblower relief, you know, and get them back to work and make the environment safe for them, but we also want to fix the problems that they're raising. And for the last 3 years, you know, whistleblowers have tended to be hunted and have been the ones that have been singled out, whereas the, you know, entrenched bureaucracy has just continued and we haven't done much to actually fix the issues. So my hope is to help the whistleblower, but also get the VA to fix these issues so we can move forward productively, which in turn betters the care for my fellow veterans.
Yeah. And when you were a whistleblower, what do you think the tipping point was that finally kind of got people to pay attention, to take notice? What did you have to say, or who did you have to finally talk to before you saw some action?
I never shut up. I mean, I think they messed with the wrong Marine. I made this my life's purpose, and I fought them with everything I had. And whenever I would reach out to a media outlet and they said no, I would reach out to 10 more media outlets. Whenever I reached out to a senator or a member of the House and they said no, I would write 10 more. And eventually I wound up getting support, bipartisan support, here locally from representatives like Kyrsten Sinema and Senator John McCain. And then on a more national level, Senator Chuck Grassley, who's known as the godfather of whistleblowers from Iowa, Senator Ron Johnson, who's the chair of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee in D.C. on the Senate. So wound up getting help from some unlikely sources, and, you know, and it never stopped, and it's just turned into this.
So you said when you were there in Washington for the signing and creation of this office, you said that this was a dog and pony show unless they brought somebody like you on. What do you think you need to see from this administration when you're now in this position and working for the VA to convince you that they're serious about this?
Well, I think they're serious about it by bringing me on. That's a good first step. But however, you know, I'm the guinea pig, and so I have no problem being the guinea pig. I want to show that whistleblowers are part of the solution instead of part of the problem. And for the last 3 years, whistleblowers have been thought of as part of the problem. So I'm going to give 110% to this at all times, because I hope that other whistleblowers can be brought in. Because I've met the most amazing people over the last 3 years who have had their careers destroyed by the VA for doing nothing wrong other than exposing the truth. And so my hope is that with this new agency, is that we'll eventually be able to reach out and have whistleblowers in different areas that are able to work with management teams at their local VAs, you know, as a liaison, you know, helping whistleblowers, but also fixing the problems at their local offices.
Okay. Brandon Coleman, former whistleblower for the Phoenix VA. Brandon, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this morning.
Thank you to NPR. Thank you for everything you guys do.
And you are listening to the show.